Hi, my name is Corbin Garrett, and for the next few minutes, I'm going to be telling you about a man who is a perfect example for teaching kids the importance of never giving up, Hugh Glass. Now, at the start of Hugh Glass's story, he decided that he wanted to work on ships, so he became a sailor, and he was a sailor for a while, a few years, until he was captured by French pirates. At this time, there were Native Americans patrolling the beaches looking for pirates to kill because they hated pirates. Yeah. And so Hugh had to basically just go through Indian territory without a map or anything. He was captured by pirates and he was forced to be a pirate. So he went pirating for a while until he decided that he didn't want to be a pirate anymore. So he escaped off the pirate ship, swimming 2 miles to the coast of Texas, and along with a friend. Luckily, he made it through Texas, and I think it was somewhere near Kansas when he was actually captured by Native Americans. Him and his friend were both captured. And the Native Americans tied up his friend and started shoving pine needle slivers into his skin. And during this, Hugh was watching this happen. So he was watching this, and they're shoving pine slivers into his skin, and they set him on fire. Not the best way to go. They kill his friend, basically, and they turn to Hugh, and they're about to basically torture him the same way they did his friend, but Hugh pulls out vermilion out of his pocket. He pulls out a packet of vermilion, and at this time, vermilion is very popular. It's very, it's a red dye. It's very rare. It's very useful. You can paint things, you can dye things, it's amazing. And so, the Native Americans are very interested in this, that Hugh has vermilion. And so they trade with him, they make him one of them, and so he is a Native American, or with a Native American tribe for a while, and he takes a wife, he's awesome, he fights wars with them, until he is recruited to be a mountain man for this beaver company. And at this time, beavers were very popular. Their pelts were apparently very awesome for making things out of, like hats. So there was a high demand for beavers. And there were a lot of beaver companies that would hire mountain men to go and hunt the beavers. And so Hugh left the Native Americans to become a mountain man for a beaver company. And so he went off on this adventure with a group of 13 other mountain men, and they were headed 200-300 miles up to Yellowstone. And about the fifth day in, Hugh is walking in the front of the line, you know, out in the woods, and he walks into this cleared area, and it turns out that cleared area is a bear's nest. Yeah. And Hugh is mauled by a bear. Yeah, and he was mauled by a family of bears, and he is mauled by a family of bears. So he's screaming and in pain as the bears tear away parts of his flesh. And so he is rescued by his group. The bears are shot and killed, but he is left very, very injured. Like, he can't He can't move or talk. He can only moan. He can't really see. So he's just human spaghetti. Human spaghetti. And they try to carry him with them on their journey. So they have him on a rack and they're holding him with them, carrying them. But he's just a distraction. He's moaning and he's loud. He's going to attract Native Americans to them. So they decide to leave Hugh along with two other guys, and so that the big group will keep going and the two guys will stay with Hugh, take care of him until he dies of his injuries, and they will catch up with the group. And so these two guys stay with him, and Hugh is, yeah, he's left with this 19-year-old guy along with a guy named Fitzgerald. And so they're there, and during the first day, the guys think, oh, well, Hugh will just die during the night, and then we can pick up in the morning and go off to our group. And so they go through the night, and they wake up in the morning, and Hugh is still alive. It's crazy. And this happens for another few days, like 5 more days. Until they are done with this. They are done sitting here with Hugh, who is loud and annoying. They're done sitting here with him, taking care of him. So Fitzgerald comes up with the plan to just leave Hugh. They want to leave Hugh and just tell the rest that he died. And yeah, and they would just go. So the 19-year-old was all for this. And so they just leave Hugh. They leave him next to a stream so he gets water and a berry bush, so for food. And Hugh realizes this, and he's mad at them because they leave him. And so he's left here, and he's still human spaghetti. He is not ready to survive at all. And he's mad. And so he basically makes this goal to kill Fitzgerald, and that is his motivation to survive. And so with that motivation, he spends a few days there in the, like, by the stream with the thing and the berry bush. And so he eats, he drinks, he regains strength, and he heals a bit, and then he decides to crawl the rest of the 200 miles to Yellowstone. It doesn't seem possible to anyone, but he doesn't even think it's possible, but he still does it anyway. He still starts crawling and he crawls, but he's passing out every, like, 2 minutes of crawling. So he'd crawl, pass out, crawl, and after a while of crawling, he came across a snake. And so the snake, well, yeah, with the snake, he killed it and ate it, and it gave him a lot of energy. The snake, high protein. And so with the snake in his system, he's healing more, and he's gaining energy, and he's making his way to Yellowstone to catch up with his friends and kill Fitzgerald. And so on his way, he comes across Native Americans, and they're the good ones, luckily. And they heal him back to health. So now he's all healthy, and he can walk. He's great. And so he goes, he finishes his journey, and he finds Fitzgerald. He finds him. And he's going to kill him, but then someone tells him that Fitzgerald is in the army now. And this time, it's illegal to kill people that are in the army. And so Hugh can't kill Fitzgerald. And so he tells Fitzgerald, you better stay in the army for the rest of your life. And that was it. Fitzgerald was terrified of Hugh. And Hugh lived on. Thank you for listening to my podcast about Hugh Glass. Thank you.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.